The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Well, good morning. And this is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. And if I wasn't awake already, which is difficult this time of the morning, that music would certainly get you going. How's everybody this morning? Everybody have a great weekend. That weather was long overdue, and I think everybody enjoyed it. I have to apologize up front this morning. I have a bit of a, they used to refer to this as a whiskey baritone, I believe. I don't drink whiskey, though, so it's something else, but it's, I think, something to do with all this pollen in the air and just general, so you'll have to excuse me as I kind of grade along here a little bit. So Carl and Linda are out doing fun stuff this morning. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to give us a call, the number to call is 605-4567, and I'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We have some special guests as we go on this morning, but I guess the big news of this morning certainly is Osama bin Laden. I bet everybody's got some opinions about that. Certainly, I think you can't help but have a feeling of justice has been done, as the president stated, but it also kind of leaves me in a, wow, what's next, kind of state of mind. I'm fearful of the many groups that we have out there, not only the real terrorists, but the wannabes, and I think that this is going to, I think we need to be very careful for the next few months and watch closely. And take things seriously, because I'm fearful for this country and have been for a while. I think that we're headed in some directions that don't bode well. And while I'm really glad that he's gone, I can now take down the target that sits in my gun room on the gun safe that shows him wanted dead or alive. I guess we've accomplished that. But I think we need to be very careful and watchful in the coming months. So, what'd you do this weekend? We had the breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center. Missed some of you. You know, we do that on the first Sunday of every month. And we had kind of a small crowd yesterday. I think everybody was out working in their yards and enjoying this first really nice weekend. But I hope your yard is in better shape than mine is. I didn't get to my yard yesterday because of other things. But, boy, the rain. We've had some tall weeds. It's tough, Bob. You were out this weekend doing fun stuff on the lake, right?
Well, fun may be a relative term. Yes, well, any time on the water is good time. Shasta Lake, absolutely beautiful, and we had much of the lake to ourselves. My wife and I, as we've mentioned numerous times, are members of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, which helps out the we don't do any law enforcement. What we do is help ensure that it's safe boating. And we train for that very heavily alongside the active duty Coast Guard. We serve as their additional eyes and ears inland because, of course, they are responsible for all navigable waterways. But because they are underfunded and understaffed, they rely on the volunteers, America's Volunteer Lifesavers, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, to provide a little sets of eyes and ears, help boaters in distress, provide vessel safety checks and a number of services. So we trained for that heavily over the weekend. And I'm proud to announce that my wife Brenda was qualified to be what they call a coxswain, a boat operator, so that we can take our little vessel out and perform these vessel safety checks and things like that. So a good weekend on the water.
What's the lake level like?
Lake is absolutely beautiful. I think right now it's hovering around 12 feet from the top, and it is, just absolutely lovely. This time of year, we were up on the Sacramento Arm towards Antlers Resort, which was our base of operations up there, And we took a little time to go out and do a little sightseeing down by Salt Creek, and just absolutely lovely and not terribly crowded. Up around Mother's Day, it'll start picking up. But again, if you're going to head out to the lake, just be mindful, be safe, and don't drink and wear your life jacket, and your odds of coming back are much, much better.
Do you know, I just returned from a wonderful trip in Europe, and I think you get into the mode of sightseeing and beautiful sights, and actually what it does is it gives you an appreciation for where you actually live. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. We're going to take a break right now.
This is KCNR, back with our guest host, Trish Clark, right after this.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the Rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And to KCNR, it is 14 minutes now after 7 o'clock. Taking a quick look at the weather, it's going to be mostly sunny today. A high near 78, walking on some sunshine. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 49. Sunny tomorrow, and a high, get this, near 83. Right now, 45 degrees. Back to Trish Clark, our guest host on Free Fire Radio.
Boy, it's time to get out your sun lotion here. 83 degrees and growing through the weekend, through the week, so it's gonna get warm. Welcome to Reading, and it's almost summer. So it's quarter after. I'm waiting for phone calls at 605-4567. Notice a lot of action on the chat room this morning. A lot of people out there talking about all these things. And certainly the emphasis is to say a big attaboy to our military on this Osama bin Laden. And I can't agree with that more. They've been dedicated. They serve us so well. And you just can't say enough about our fine military and their efforts. I was talking before the break just a little bit about my recent trip to Europe and with in Switzerland and France and Germany and can go on and on about that. But I was looking at so much wonderful scenery and how beautiful all of that was. And yesterday, as I was driving in Shasta County, I was awed by looking around from my vantage point down in Anderson. We're surrounded by these gorgeous mountains that are all now covered with snow. And I guess Bob was talking about up at the lake, and there is no more beautiful place in the world to live than Shasta County. And certainly with the crisp mornings and we're going on now with some nicer weather, get a little bit of rain. But we've had the rain has certainly made it the green, wonderful valley that it is. And down in the South County where I live with the Acid Canal, my goodness, it's green and beautiful. So any of you who'd like to get on the phone and chat about anything this morning, please give me a call at 605-4567. I'll tell you a little bit about my trip. I went with two friends. We went to France. We're able to go down to Lourdes in southern France and spend some really quality time there at the beautiful surroundings in Lourdes and where Bernadette was instrumental in establishing the waters there after Our Lady appeared to her. It's a beautifully wonderful place, especially for a Catholic. But just in the world and in general, it's a big tourist. Millions of people visit Lourdes every year. It's a wonderful little area. And then we rented a car and did a my kind of traveling, just kind of winged it up the whole entire country, over to Biarritz on the coast and up through Cognac, went to the Hennessy Cognac plant in Cognac and then up to Amboise, and we did several wonderful castles, including the castle where Leonardo da Vinci spent his last years. And I always thought of Leonardo da Vinci more as an artist, as a painter, and had kind of forgotten, if I ever knew, what an inventor he was. And so these grounds, the Chateau des Luces, is full of all of the inventions that Leonardo da Vinci was created during his lifetime, and everything from weapons to bridges to incredible things. And I guess I just didn't know that he in fact was that much of an inventor. Then we went on up, probably the highlight of the trip, second only to Lourdes, was we ended up in Bayeux, which is up, and if I'm murdering some of these French names, bear with me. But it's up in the Normandy section, and we were privileged to have a tour with an excellent guide, a 9-hour tour of the whole D-Day area up in Normandy, Omaha Beach, Normandy Beach, Utah Beach. We went to the German cemetery, the American cemetery, all through the beaches, and boy, it just can't help but bring a lump to your throat to hear that whole story from beginning to end. I mean, we've all heard it. Certainly there's those of you out there still who lived through it. You can't say enough about the agony and the loss of life that went on during that whole invasion. It was successful. It was well planned. The guide that we had was just tremendous. She was a French gal who had a wonderful, she spoke English very well, but with a wonderful accent. And I don't know how she could keep up her enthusiasm for a solid 9 hours, but literally had us on the edge of our seat as she explained every move of what was going on and how things happened and how the D-Day invasion kind of went forward. But I bet there's those, I know, because I know some of you, that there's out there that actually lived through that. And boy, if you've got comments, I'd love to hear from you and your perspective of Normandy and all those surrounding things. Number to call is 605-4567. So what else is on your mind this morning? Bob, what are we doing here?
Well, coming up, we're going to have at later on in this hour, we're going to have the representatives of the Furball from Another Chance Animal Welfare League. They'll be talking about that upcoming fundraiser and the good work they do at Another Chance and how you can help out the animals. Also, coming up in most of the 8 o'clock hour will be Enjoy Magazine. And, you know, I had an article published in this month's Enjoy, so I'm kind of proud of that.
Oh, perfect. You know, it's a tremendous magazine, and they've really highlighted some local businesses and local people around here. For those of you who are not familiar with it, you can pick it up in a lot of fine areas all over Reading.
Free!
And it's free, and it's a wonderful quality magazine. It's highlighted several of your sponsors here. I know that there was an article right after Anselmo Vineyards opened, a very nice article about them, and I know they're one of the sponsors here. And certainly I'll look forward to reading your article. Here we go. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back. This is KCNR Radio 1460.
20 minutes now after 7 o'clock, Free Fire Radio continues.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range. And above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade Box Office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And 23 minutes now after 7 o'clock on KCNR Free Fire Radio. It is 45 degrees, and I better mention that the weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Up there near Inwood, a beautiful location. Make sure you check them out. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Now, back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark.
Good morning and welcome back. We're privileged right now to have Phyllis Pollock with us from Fireball, and she's going to tell us about their Furball. What did I say? Free Fire Radio. Furball. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here to promote our annual fundraiser. We're a nonprofit animal rescue group located in Palisadro. We have a thrift store and cat and dog rescue out there. And once a year, we have a wonderful event called Furball, which is held at the Wind River Event Center. It's a lot of fun. It's usually, you know, sold out. We do have some some tickets left. If anyone wants to go, they can call 547-7387. That's 547-PETS in Palisadro, and we'd be happy to get tickets for them. They're only $35 for a wonderful, exquisite dinner and a wonderful evening of, you know, silent auction and heart-wrenching video of all the animals that we rescue. I'm proud to say we couldn't do this without you, without Wind River, without Anderson Vet, and all of our wonderful sponsors and donors. It's a great event, and I hope that people will still give us a call and come on down.
Well, that's wonderful because, you know, we all love animals, and they're out there, and unfortunately, there are people among us who just don't take good care of the animals and don't do the spay and neutering that's required. If you love your animals, you need to take the precautions and have them spayed and have them neutered and make them a part of your family. Unfortunately, they don't, and that's where organizations like you come in, where you rescue these animals but it takes money.
It does.
There's some costs involved in being a pet owner, and certainly when people don't act responsibly, then it takes money for organizations like you. So how else, besides attending this fundraiser, can people help you and your organization?
There are innumerable things that people could do. We always need foster homes. We always need volunteers. If nothing else, we have a thrift store. You know, you can certainly donate your gently used items and money, time, whatever. Just come out and help us with an adoption day. You know, and right now is kitten and puppy season. It's kind of a disheartening season for anybody who is in the animal rescue business. And so we need all the moral support and all the financial support and volunteer support that we can get.
And where is your thrift store located?
It's in Palisadero on Deschutes, in the Holiday Shopping Center. Right next to Barn Mom and, you know, right in that main kind of shopping center in Palisadero.
Okay, and you're open?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4, and on Saturday from, 10. So 9 to 4, and then on Saturday from 10 to 3.
Okay, and you take furniture or just clothes?
Clothing, kitchen items, just about anything.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's out in Palisadero. And, you know, that's good. Bob?
Well, I had a question. Can you go over the genesis of Another Chance Animal Welfare League? Why did we need another organization?
Well, there can't be too many, for one thing. And this was named in honor of a dog that didn't get another chance, that deserved another chance. Abby was a dog that should have been in a home. And so we just kind of struck out on our own. And what we want ultimately is to build a no-kill sanctuary. You know, we're aware that there are thousands of animals euthanized every year. And we want to be the ones that, you know, try to rescue the ones that no one else wants to adopt. So we keep them, any adoptable pet we will keep for as long as necessary.
Do you know, and the important thing is, to me, is because you're right. There just are so many animals. Because people don't spay and neuter their pets, that it's difficult to save them all. Mm-hmm. And certainly, that in a perfect world, we wouldn't be there. The key to that, and the key to having a sanctuary that anybody could actually feasibly, reasonably handle, is to encourage every person who owns an animal to have them spayed and neutered. And in that light, I know at one point, and I'm just not familiar with it, but at one point we had some doctors who were willing to kind of... We used to have spay and neuter days, and they'd give a discount for animals. Is there anything like that going on?
Well, Haven Humane, of course, gives discounts, and Anderson Vet gives discounts, and some of them will give small discounts, and especially during the month of, you know, Spay USA, then they give some discounts. And there are lots of organizations giving vouchers and that will help you, and ours is among those. We'll give some vouchers to people who express a need.
Yeah, because, you know, I certainly, I'm an animal lover. I've always had a dog, and we love to have them around, and they're part of families. They can be great. I mean, people have them for all kinds of reasons. They have them for protection. They have them as part of the family member. Maybe they have a hunting dog or what have you, but we all need to be responsible and step up to the plate and take really good care of those animals. Your phone number, again, is 547-PETS.
Yes.
Anybody that can give us any help in any way, and your fundraiser again is when?
It's this Saturday, May 7th, and we have Yappy Hour at 5:30, and then the silent auction. We have some wonderful items. including, what is it, a week at Monterey Pines, about 50 minutes north of Monterey, and gets over at 9 o'clock.
Very good. Well, we thank you for coming in this morning, May 7th, Wind River. Great opportunity to help a great cause. We'll see you after the news.
Thank you.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street getting a boost in early morning trading on confirmation that Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points. Chrysler posting its first quarterly profit since getting a bailout. The profit is a milestone in the automaker's long road back to health after filing for bankruptcy. Last week, the automaker announced it will soon be repaying its bailout loans from the U.S. and Canadian governments. By repaying those loans, Chrysler will be able to file for an initial public offering, and Fiat will also be able to increase its stake in the automaker. And specialty drug maker Cephalon is a hot commodity. Israeli drug maker Teva Pharmaceutical announcing plans to acquire the company for $6.8 billion. Shares of both companies getting a lift off that news. The deal tops the unsolicited bid by Canada's Valiant Pharmaceuticals, those shares falling more than 9%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service technician about tires.
So you were saying, George, is this tire, like, the dire need of being changed?
Yeah. Well, if you look, you're past the wear bars on the outside of this tire.
If it's below specification as far as tread wear, you need to get it changed.
What do you recommend they do about that?
Come on into the dealer.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
So the moral of the story is bring him to George. He's good at it. Friendly, too.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California dealerships or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 531-11.
Best is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
7:34 on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the program brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. You can dial them up locally, 244-1988, your DISH network provider. Again, don't call that 800 number. Give them a call at BNT Satellite. How do you want your HD TV? Now, back to Free Fire Radio and our guest host, Trish Clark.
Good morning and welcome back. We're here trying to hold down the fort for Carl and Linda this morning. Linda had some stuff she had to do up in Medford with her eyes, and so I'm sitting in for them and kind of just talking about whatever comes to my mind. Right now, we're very pleased to have some guests from Enjoy Magazine. Rhonda and James are here with us, and they're going to tell us about this month's edition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You're holding it down pretty well.
Well, thanks. we're just hanging in there.
I've got to say, you know what? It's if I were to have to do it, I don't know that I could. So congratulations. I mean, it seems like it should be really easy, but it's a little scary.
Well, sometimes it's a little daunting. We love to get people to call in and chat with us and give us some ideas, and certainly they can do that at 605-4567, and maybe they have questions for you. Or
that would be great.
That'd be great. So yeah. They could call in. But in the meantime, what's going on this month?
Well, it's nice to meet you. Nice to share the airwaves with you this morning, and we really appreciate it. And it's one of our favorite things to do is come on. Every time the new issue comes out, encourage people to get out in the community, pick up their copy. So we're ready to go. May is our biggest issue ever. We're at 104 pages, so there's plenty to read about, plenty of advertisers to look at. It's awesome. We have a great cover that really represents May. It's a lot of fun. It's
very Tracy Hedge is a photographer.
It's very
colorful. New photographer.
She's a new photographer, and that's why we want to kind of mention the cover, because this is her first cover, and we've gotten great feedback, so we're super excited about that. So anyway, we'll go ahead and just dive right into this issue and kind of highlight what's going on this month and some of the great articles and people and places like we always do. The first thing I want to talk about right out of the gate is right at the front of the magazine, we have our ad reminding people that Enjoy Movies in the Park, our third season, is coming. And it starts the first Friday of June, and we have a really great new website. So we're encouraging people to go there to get all the information as far as the charities that we're supporting. Also, it has a list of the entire season's movies. It now has got movie trailers that you can watch. It's got information on the movie if you're a parent. So it's called Common Sense. It'll give you great information as a parent to choose the movies.
Movies in the Park, and it's held at what park? When?
Well, every single month we adopt a park, a new park, and a new charity to support. So how it works basically is our first month is June, every Friday, and we will be at Caldwell Park, thanks to City of Reading allowing us to use that great facility. It's one of our great showcases there. So you come Friday, basically right before dusk, you bring your friends, family, and you can bring your own food. But we have vendors. 20% of the proceeds from the vendors actually go to the charity support that we support. So each month we have a park that we're at for an entire month, and we have a charity that we support for that month. And so they get to showcase themselves to the public, and that's really great because, one, it educates the public on their organization. It allows them to share who they are, and it also gets you'd be surprised how many people come to the movie and find out that the organization is something that they actually need.
What a great idea.
And
remind everybody that the movies are free, but donations are appreciated. And the donations, 100% of the donations go to
the nonprofit
charity that you're representing. Mm-hmm. And you're doing this just in Reading or throughout Shasta County?
We also do it at Anderson River Park.
Okay.
So we do move around, and that's in July. August, we're going to be at the Convention Center Lawn. And those are the three that we always do because they're big enough now, or they're bigger, big enough to hold an amount of people in the crowd. And then in September, it's our wild card month where we actually pick a new park that we haven't been at. And this year, we're going to be at the Enterprise Park, mm-hmm, up on the big soccer fields up on top by Kids Kingdom.
Okay, and nonprofits, how do they go about contacting you if they'd like to be a part of this?
They just do. They contact
you. And the ones this year have already been picked.
Yes.
For next year. Okay, perfect.
They just contact us at Enjoy Magazine or In-House Marketing, which is our parent company. A lot of people don't know that our core business, or how we got started, is in-house marketing and advertising. We're a full-fledged agency, from as little as a business card logo design to full immersion into your business as far as packaging and business systems, web design, you know, so on and so forth. So
perfect. Okay.
So again, www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com. Come check it out, and even give us your feedback. There's a new feedback page and a photo section where we'll be posting each event, so you can see yourself on the web as well if you've attended. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like it. Great. So what else we got?
Well,
Before we go on, we've got a news break coming up, or
a spot break.
We need to let our people who pay for this program have a word in here. So this is KCNR 1460, and we'll be right back.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet. Get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your Early Bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park, ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialist in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, it is 7:43. Taking a quick look at the weather, it's going to be toasty today, a high near 78, mostly clear tonight, and a low around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, get this, a high near 83, currently 49 degrees on Free Fire Radio. Now back to our, I need to say that our weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning, and welcome, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Right now, we're discussing with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine this month's edition. And Rhonda, what do we got next?
Well, we have the art and honor story that is the...
This is going to be... Sorry. The Shasta Veterans Service... Shasta Veterans... What is it called? Service Center.
Here's your glasses.
I know. They're going to be getting some art in their building, and that hasn't happened yet, but they're working on it right now, and we have a nice little story on how that went, that whole thing came to happen, and Linda and Carl are actually a big part of that, so
Yeah, there's actually a great photo, and Linda and Carl are in it, and they're a big supporter. So
certainly anything has to do with the veterans, the station, and Linda and Carl are very involved in that.
Mm-hmm. They are. One also thing I wanted to point out is we have a great spread here with a lot of beautiful ladies in red and black, and we call it the Giddy Up, Giddy Up Girls. And we just want to point out that it's called Hats Off to Shasta Regional Medical Center as it presents the 8th annual Go Red for Women Luncheon. And we ask that people support this, and if you want to have a good luncheon and get together with a bunch of girls and support a great cause, which is the Go Red for Women campaign, that's Friday, May 20th. You know, we just ask the community to continue to support all these great and wonderful events that go on around here because, you know, really it is about ourselves, you know.
And this is such a community to support all of those things. Mm-hmm. I've been involved with for so many years with all these different organizations, and they do such good work, and this community is so giving and
really
gets
is.
In there and really, really helps with all these different organizations, which is what makes it work.
It mm-hmm. is, and you know what? For years growing up here in Reading, you know, when you're young, you kind of feel like there's nothing to do here, and you think, oh, I need to move away, and then you kind of maybe do that for school, and then you get married, and you come back to raise a family because it's a great place. But, you know, Reading has really blossomed, and because Rhonda and I, with our organization, Enjoy Magazine, we get to see what goes on firsthand. Reading is literally, I don't even know how to explain it, it's like just bombarded with events now. I mean, there are so many things to do.
Can't keep up. I would say to you, having spent 20 years as an elected official in Shasta County, and people used to say to me, well, there's nothing going on. And I would say, open your eyes. I mean, for heaven's sakes, on any given weekend, there are, my heavens, 20, 30 events. And sometimes I'd try to make 5 or 6 of them on each day of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout Shasta County, there's wonderful things going on. And anybody who says there's nothing happening mm-hmm. is not paying attention.
Not looking, no.
And a lot of them, you know, we understand that people are on budgets. A lot of them really don't cost anything. I mean, you just have to
wander into any park in Shasta County and all summer long, and there's some kind of an event going on that's serving food at a reasonable amount mm-hmm. that you can join in, games for your kids, stuff happening mm-hmm. that's and usually for a really good cause, such as the Go Red campaign that you were talking about. It's all about community.
It is. And speaking of that, that will kind of is a good segue. Thank you for laying out that red carpet for me. We have an article that's called A Berry Good Day, and it is about the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. And
One of my favorite events.
Yeah, I love that name. I mean, Happy Valley. Doesn't it sound great? It's like, where do you live? I live in Happy Valley. I just love that. Anyway, Happy Valley is getting ready to kick off its Strawberry Festival, and that is going to be on May 28th at the Happy Valley Elementary School. And there's going to be all kinds of things like pony rides, wandering magicians, bluegrass music, antique trucks, face painting. They'll have the Little Miss Strawberry pageant. There will be a pancake breakfast. So, you know, speaking of something to do, you could do something there all day. It's a great event to help raise money. Things are very, very reasonable price, I think. I can't remember what the cost is.
And they get big crowds there, too.
Yeah.
And they run out of strawberries. And,
yeah. He's saying they're expecting over 5,000 people. Yeah. And we talked to John Pappas about that. And he is an olive farmer who has helped to head up the group, at the Happy Valley Community Foundation. They're going to have probably at least 130-pound tubs of strawberry. They'll be using some 8,500 shortcakes and 300 gallons of ice cream. They're just some of the statistics for what they will be providing.
Yum.
And amazingly, they do run out. That's a lot of strawberries.
That's a lot. Yep.
And I generally am right there to eat my share.
Strawberries. Mm.
We have another really nice story, a feature about this gentleman, John Pinoza, who makes carousel horses. He's made two, and he has never sold them, but I'm sure that they become part of his family once he gets them finished. But he said they take a really long time. He said if he made these 40 hours a week, it would take him about a year
to make one.
To make one. Yeah. They're beautiful. He does some beautiful work, and he paints them. And
you have to see the pictures.
The pictures are beautiful.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's another great story that we have in the May issue. So
incredible detail. I mean, the artistry in this is, you know, exceptional. I mean, it rivals anything that you would see anywhere in the world as far as the detail. And are they made out of wood?
They're made out of wood, yes.
So it's a solid piece of wood that he starts out with?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing, yeah.
And certainly putting that much time and effort into something that becomes part of him, you probably can never turn loose.
Yeah. It would be like so hard.
Yeah, like getting rid of a part of a member of your family.
And he names them, too, so that would be, yeah. And his first one was named after his father, so, yeah, that would be really hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, stay with us. We're going to be talking to Rhonda and James some more from Enjoy Magazine right after this break for one of our sponsors.
Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles, foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
My credit score is not great. It's 580. It makes creditors think I'm lazy. I don't think so. I lost my job last year, but now I work two jobs to cover the bills. I haven't had a day off in 6 months. So I'm taking control of my credit at creditreport.com, getting the information I need to understand my score and how it works. At creditreport.com, I'm not a number. I'm Stan.
Offer applies with enrollment in creditreport.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio, now 6 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, also the home of Espresso Joe's. Make sure you check them out. That is Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning and welcome back. And we're talking with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine. If you have something you'd like to talk about or a question, 605-4567. We're going to finish out the hour with Rhonda and James, and then you need to be thinking of topics for the next hour, or you're just going to have to listen to me go on about whatever it is that interests me, whether it interests you or not. So, James, what do we got next?
Well, I don't know. Bob, are you ready to talk a little bit about yourself and your contribution this month to Enjoy Magazine?
I do have a question. How often have people said, gee, I would love to submit something, but I don't know what to write about? Do you ever get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but most people know what they want to write about.
Yeah. But everybody has a passion. Yep. You do a little research. You learn some rudiments of writing. There are online courses. This is what I did. I took an online writing course. Plus, I had some experience writing news, which is kind of a different animal.
Sure.
You learn how to put together a query letter so that you don't waste several hours of pain and polishing only to submit something that's already just been done. I think this was my third article, if memory serves. I did one on community access television, another one on geocaching,
and now this one on
boating safety and the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I don't know, for me at least, it's not rocket science. You do a little research, you organize yourself, and you figure out how to get us. I guess the tricky part for most people is getting it all down in 800 words or less, right?
Yeah.
Right, yep. Right. And some stories don't really require 800 words, and between 600 and 800 is a really good number for us. And the reason why we kind of cap at 800 is because the ads take precedence over the stories. So we know that we can fit an 800-word story on one page. So that's kind of why we do that.
And a lot of people will say, you know, well, why the ads? Well, because, you know, we try to remind people, the magazine is free. And it's paid for by the advertiser. So without our wonderful, wonderful advertisers, as you guys know as well in the radio business, nothing's going to happen. It won't exist. So
this wonderful capitalist system continues to work, and sometimes people don't recognize that somebody foots the bill.
Right. Absolutely.
There is no free lunch.
Yeah, this is why Consumer Reports is $6 a copy, you know.
Yeah. But we try really hard to, design the ads. And we don't design all of them, but we do quite a few of them through our agency, like I said. And we try to make those as exciting and fun, too, to read. And we actually get quite a few people, you'd be surprised, that say, I read the magazine cover to cover, and it's, I love the stories, but I also love the ads because they communicate a lot of really also cool things that are offered here in Northern California, which, you know, and a lot of people also ask us what does the magazine cover? And we really cover and write about the top 12 counties of California and even into Southern Oregon. So it's really about this northern community that we call Northern California, or true Northern California.
Superior California, the best place to live.
You know, whatever you want to call it.
And speaking of Southern Oregon, we have our second installment of Weekend Getaway.
This is a cool feature that we started this year. Last year we did them. They were local getaways.
Editor's picks, and it was all the 12 counties, the top 12 counties of California.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so this year we started with San Francisco. This month, the May issue has a weekend getaway in Southern Oregon, and lots of great things to do there. I'm really partial to California and our little area, but but this is a really neat, you know, kind of a getaway for girlfriends. You know, if you have a group of girls that want to go and do something fun, some really great ideas in this story. Our next one's going to be Napa, and that'll be in August, I think, and then our last one's going to be South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so it's just a matter of it going into an area and exploring it and just having a good time as yourself. So what happens is Rhonda and our
copy editor and writer.
And writer, Carrie. They go actually on a road trip. I always call them Thelma and
Louise. I want to go with Rhonda.
Thelma and Louise. But they always come back, so it's a different type of Thelma and Louise. But anyway, they go and they just actually just experience something and have a good time and write about it. So it's not always about going into a place and just highlighting everything that everybody knows. It's they actually have an experience and then they get to, you know, they get to share it. And these are much bigger spreads than our normal stories because we really cover a lot of area. So I encourage you to come in and read that and maybe take an opportunity to take a trip to the north and visit our friends in Southern Oregon and have a good time. And plus you get a lot of great ideas for things that you experience that you can bring back home and try to implement something that you've seen somewhere else and bring a little bit of that culture to where we live here. So
that is perfect because with the gas prices the way they are now, rather than take a long trip this year, maybe we need to concentrate on some of the beautiful areas right around Shasta in Shasta County and local to do our vacationing.
Spend them dollars here.
Exactly, and then keep those advertisers in business, and we'll all be better off.
Yep.
I want to also talk about another one of our new features that we started this year, and that is our Get Acquainted. And we pick somebody from the community, and we ask them questions, and we have, and I'm trying to find the page. Oh, there it is. Our Get Acquainted person this month for May is Mike Woodrum, and he's the bartender at Jack's.
So when we come back? Yes. We'll have to talk about that.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up here for a news break on the hour, and this is KCNR Free Fire Radio, 1460 on the dial.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. DNA testing has confirmed the killing yesterday of Osama bin Laden. That's according to the Associated Press. New details now of how the CIA and military carried out the operation. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live at the Pentagon.
Well, Ron, that DNA confirmation comes after the senior official tells Fox News the SEAL teams identified Osama bin Laden by sight just before he refused to surrender and was killed in that compound in Pakistan. Later, the teams checked his height, his ears, his nose, his mouth to known photos, included and concluded it was bin Laden. One observation by those SEALs at the time, he looked not ravaged or starving, but appeared to have been living well. And as for a photo of the body, only the U.S. has it. President Obama will be the one making the decision about releasing it, Ron.
International terrorists are being told to take the hint from the killing of Osama bin Laden. More live from Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz at the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sums it up this way.
Justice has been served.
Clinton says the death of bin Laden shows terrorists that they cannot wait. They can't wait out nor defeat the United States. But she also cautions that cutting off the head does not necessarily kill this snake.
The battle to stop Al-Qaeda and its syndicate of terror will not end with the death of bin Laden.
Clinton says this is not a time for rest, but must be taken as an opportunity to renew the nation's resolve to defeat Al-Qaeda. Ron?
Ground Zero in New York has become a focal point for reaction to bin Laden's death. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes is live.
Ron, a lot of happy faces around Ground Zero.
Very, very glad that he's sleeping with the fish.
That guy, an iron worker at the site. I've seen people draped with American flags. One guy was waving a flag, shouting, "It's a holiday. Celebrate, Ron."
And on Wall Street, they're weighing bin Laden's death, too. And the Dow is higher, rising right now by 49 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says that there are no plans to raise the nation's terror alert level in light of the death of Osama bin Laden. But what's next for Al-Qaeda? We get the answer live from Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley in Jerusalem.
Ron, Pakistan remains a top counterterrorism issue. Ayman al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's number two, thought to be the brains of Al-Qaeda, is reportedly hiding out in Pakistan, too, but in a more remote, less luxurious area than where bin Laden was. He is expected to take the helm, but is not considered to be nearly as charismatic as bin Laden. Al-Qaeda has also re-strengthened in Yemen and emerged in Somalia in recent years. A U.S.-born cleric in Yemen is on the CIA hit list, and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula poses major counterterrorism issues as well. Ron?
In South Florida, the head of the Council on American Islamic Relations is weighing in on bin Laden's death. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Some American Muslim community leaders are breathing a sigh of relief this morning.
When I heard it last night,
this, you know, this feeling of joy comes over, because this man has created and created so much trouble for the Muslim community and killed so many people, Muslim and non-Muslim.
That's Nizar Hamzi. He heads up the South Florida Office of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He adds that bin Laden is not who American Muslims looked up to, and now more than ever, American Muslims need to become as active as they can be in regular American life, Ron.
The Mississippi and Ohio River valleys are getting just what they don't need, more heavy rain.
Multiple flash flood warnings, watches, and advisories remain in place across this area, with another widespread 2 to 4 inches of rain possible before the storm moves further east by Wednesday, when it will impact the East Coast. Parts of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers continue flowing at or near record levels, so this additional rain on saturated soil can aggravate flooding.
I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda, who are out touring Southern Oregon this morning. And we have with us in the studio Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine. And on the phone first, we're going to go to Terry from the Reading Tea Party. Good morning, Terry.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. Well, tonight, very apropos, at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Bonneview Baptist Church, we have Rabbi Shifrin. Now, the rabbi is an expert on Islam and radical Islam. And he speaks all over the nation, and we have him tonight at 6 o'clock.
Wow, what timing.
I know. It's amazing. So I would suggest people get there early. It's going to be fantastic, kind of getting firsthand knowledge on what happens from here after the death of bin Laden. Now, tomorrow night in Red Bluff at the Grange off of Walnut Street, the rabbi also will be there at the Tea Party meeting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And one last thing is, Thursday, there's a special showing of Atlas Shrugged, and it's a very interesting movie. It was actually written by a woman in the 1950s, and it is a story about how things moved to socialism, very apropos for the timing we have now. It's a special showing. It's $5.50, and with that you get popcorn. The movie starts at 6:45, but to get your tickets, you need to go to ReadingTeaParty.com. That's ReadingTeaParty.com. Go online, and that'll give you the information on when it shows and how much the tickets are, et cetera, et cetera.
And it's at Prime 11 Theaters down in Anderson, and certainly, you know, Atlas Shrugged is probably one of the all-time best books that's ever been written. I know, for people who are familiar with Ayn Rand, I've read the book 3 different times during
wow.
my lifetime, and well, it's a really good book, number one. And right now, if you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, you can't do it between now and Thursday, because it's a really big book,
1,300 pages,
in really fine print. But if you haven't read that book, boy, I just have to tell you, you just need it's part of your education process, and you really need to read that book.
Absolutely, but tonight is going to be just an incredible program, and again, starts at 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right, thanks very much, Terry, and I compliment you on your timing and look forward to a great presentation this evening.
Pretty amazing. All right, thank you, Trish.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we're back now with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine.
Good to be back. Rhonda was, I think before we went to the break, we were talking about our Get Acquainted, our Q&A session, our section that we've actually just started, and this month we're featuring the...
Mike Woodrum from Jack's Grill, and I really like this one, just makes me smile, and I don't know if people know this, but Mike has worked at Jack's for 31 years, and he recently became a part owner.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so...
cool.
Most...
Oops.
whoops. Most of the people that have worked there have been there for a long time. So,
I bet I'm looking forward to reading that article.
It's
because,
really,
yeah,
it just makes me smile. He's just a neat guy. And,
yes, he is.
And he's been there forever, and everybody knows him.
Well, Jax is like a pillar of the community, and we all know that. But it's so funny because you'll be out and about somewhere shopping, and you'll run into it, or you'll look at a face, and you'll go, gosh, that person, why do I know them? Why do I know them? I've done that twice. One was Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, I'm the bartender at Jack's. Ah, and I mean, that's right. And then another one was one of the waitresses that had been there for 26 or 28 years. She goes,
and you see him out of
yes.
their environment and have a hard time placing
She actually came into our store with her sister who provides a product in our store. And I was like, gosh, you look so familiar. She's like, Jax. I'm like, ah, bingo. You're the one that brings me that incredible salad and, you know, smothered in blue cheese dressing.
Talk about it. Yeah, Jax has been here forever.
It's over 75 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
wow. pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was there just recently, actually, and it seems like it hasn't changed much, but I must say that it is a lot better since they don't smoke in there, because
right.
that used to be a killer.
It was. you'd walk in and it was
literally,
like,
I guess, yeah.
It went from ceiling to your shoulders.
Oh,
deep.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we still went. But
oh, yeah,
but it is. I did notice that.
I don't even. If I recall, didn't the waitresses even smoke?
Everybody in there smoked. You did it through self-defense.
It's amazing that I went there. I was going to bring some out-of-towners there about a week and a half ago, and it was about 5:15. It was an hour wait.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was a Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we ended up not waiting.
Nothing changed, yeah.
They had a show to go to, so we couldn't wait. So
awesome.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break right now and hear from one of our great sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment at KCNR Free Fire Radio 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246 7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
13 minutes now after 8 o'clock on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media, and mostly sunny today, a high near 78, calm winds, and could be up to about 14 miles an hour by this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low around 49 tomorrow. Check this out, sunny skies, a high near 83. Right now, 50 degrees downtown Reading, and now back to Free Fire Radio and our guest host, Trish Clark, and a full set of telephones.
And good morning. Welcome back, and I'm glad I finally got these phones fired up a little bit. And I want to go directly to our phone line and speak with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Trish. Just a quick observation on Bin Laden, which is kind of bittersweet because also simultaneously to this good news, we had the sad news of the loss of another one of our soldiers, Preston Dennis. I know his family, and that's another great tragedy, a soldier whose life lost fighting these very terrorists that Osama bin Laden so embodied over the decades. But maybe there's comfort in knowing that the vigilance of folks like Preston and those fine officers who found and gave justice to Mr. bin Laden, that there's hope. I think the testimony is the quality of military that we have, the young men and women who serve us, and now they've brought a great justice to all humankind.
I certainly couldn't agree more, Jim, and you're right, it is bittersweet to read the two articles kind of side by side. But I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like we need to be very cautious right now. I think that this is a time of real test for our country, and we need to be very, very vigilant about watching what's going on.
The war on terror will be a very long one, and it's not over. This is certainly a victory and a milestone, and the bottom line, it does show those who will commit these heinous crimes, there is a consequence.
Well, and however long it takes, the United States will respond.
Yes, they will, Trish. Well, I just had to make that mention. I do know the Preston's family, and we'll all be out celebrating his life and wishing him a farewell at IGO shortly. But at least there's something sweet to the aside that his efforts were not in vain, and justice has been done because of Preston and his ilk. God love him for it, Trish.
Yeah, and we appreciate your call, and we'll see you Thursday night down at the Prime 11 Theaters.
You will be there indeed, and some more budget developments maybe this week. We'll give you a report as it goes.
Appreciate it very much. Nice talking with you.
Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And we'll go now to line two and Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I was referencing back with in Joy magazine.
Yes.
And I visited their office and talked to their publishers last Friday. And we were talking about a Strong Foundation article that they had in their magazine. And I thought that was too political. And I thought, you know, why is the city is sending our tax money and supporting nonprofits when they can't even keep the fire stations going in town?
Well, okay, now you're taking objection to what the article tells you about or the fact that they published the article?
The article seemed a very strong endorsement for that setup.
Well, you know, this is a private magazine. They can publish anything they want to publish, and they're not.
Agreed.
And the advertisers are the ones that are paying for it. So, you know, this is, Bill, I think, a perfect example of this great country that we live in, that people can publish things and free speech, and you can agree or disagree.
Free speech.
Exactly.
We left it that way when I left the office.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for your call,
I think
Bill.
We need to talk about where the city's money's going more.
Well, boy, that's a topic for a whole nother conversation, and we can agree to disagree on a lot of that and probably agree on a lot of it. I think a lot of us would hope that government would learn to spend their money a little bit better in all, from the city right up to the federal government.
Right
thanks
now,
for calling,
right
Bill.
Now our city council sends hundreds of thousands of dollars to them.
Yeah, well, okay. Thanks for calling, Bill. Okay, we've still got Rhonda and James here with us from Enjoy Magazine. What else we got in this month's issue?
Well, one of the other articles that we have is an interesting one. It's unique. It's a gentleman that owns a store or a business. His name is Jim Havlick. Havlick, sorry. It looks like an R in there. I can barely read this thing. Anyway, it's called Language Quest is the name of his business. And he originally was from Ohio and then moved from Ohio to go to school in Stanford, where he then was going to, or he got a degree in applied physics, which sounds amazing to me anyway. So yeah. I can't imagine doing it. Let's go to Harvard and do applied physics. Anyway.
And then afterwards do what?
And then he had a calling. He loves maps and travel and language. And from there, after graduating, he moved to the Bay Area where he opened up a store. And the store, again, is called Language Quest. And he has a store now currently in Mount Shasta. And it is an amazing store where he has actually taken his two loves, which is traveling, or actually the three loves, traveling, maps, and language, and combine them. And you can go in there and basically immerse yourself in books of travel and spend time combing over maps that are associated with those books, as well as being supported if you were going to travel there with tools to help you learn the language where you may be going. And he's been doing this for quite some time, and he's the only one in Northern California that actually has this type of a business. And it's very unique. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that you might just venture up to take a look and see. The article actually has some beautiful photos that show the inside of his business, and then he obviously has a wonderful pet dog that's, I guess, the mascot of the store that will greet you at the door when you come in. And it's just a charming story and a great story about somebody's love and passion and how they've turned it into something to sustain their life and to share with the rest of the world.
Boy, great article, and certainly you're piquing everybody's information about this month's issue of Enjoy Magazine. We're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to come back and wrap up with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine and 1460 on the dial, KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Sweet dreams are made of.
But don't have time or money.
I want to get away
from the pressures of life.
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR 1460, the time is 8:24. This portion of the program brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Give them a call at 244-1988, B&T Satellite. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark, on Free Fire Radio. And a special phone guest, Trish.
Yes, we have a special guest this morning calling from the hitterlands out there, winging his way around, and we'll go right to the phones and talk to Carl.
Trish, it's Carl. Is my timing horrible? Fuck.
Yeah, it is.
one of the advertisements there was for Dr. Elia, and he is the one that found that tear in Linda's retina, and that's where we are. We're getting that tack down today.
Good.
So she's in, and it should be, we're not worried or anything like that, but we had to be here. And so we're having dinner last night. I get a phone call from my daughter that says they got him.
Yeah, incredible.
And you know what? That's all it had to say was they have him. The perpetrator of the costliest disaster attack on the United States, even more so than the Japanese during World War II.
Yeah, incredible.
And you know, I thought it was going to be that they had gotten him with an unmanned drone and a strike like that, but they didn't. They had boots on the ground that went after him to make sure this time.
And I think that's, you know, so remarkable, and I think that's poetic justice that we actually were able to say we had a hand in this. It wasn't a random dropping. We actually knew what we were doing, went after him, captured him, killed him.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Well, you know, there's times that I question the job that President Obama does, and it should be questioned. But on this, he did the right thing. He got the information, and he gave that order, because that order came from him.
Yes.
He had to go someplace else. He had to go someplace deep in another country to do it.
Yeah. No, and you're right. You got to give credit where credit is due, and certainly I join you in your criticism of most of what he does, but this is a time when we got to give credit for what's happened, and we're just so thankful. I do say, though, Carl, and I'm sure you will agree, we need to be very diligent at this time about being watching very closely about what's happening in this world.
Absolutely, and because now they're going to want to strike back. But we know what, I don't know if you found this surprising, was the amount of celebration.
No, if you watch Times Square,
people were just happy.
Everywhere they were showing the flag waving and the country coming together, people just coming out of their houses when this news started and gathering, not only back in Washington, D.C. and New York, but throughout the country. They've showed little scenes in town squares throughout the United States where people just felt the need to get out and celebrate with their citizens that they live with.
Yeah, well, so how are you doing? And Summer, thank you so much for stepping in for us today.
Oh, hey, Carl, my pleasure always. We have Rhonda and James here with us from Enjoy Magazine, and
hi, Carl.
Oh, good, they're still there.
Yeah.
Oh, good, you're still there. Oh,
we're
super.
Still here. Yeah.
What a great magazine that is.
Well, give Linda our love and tell her that we're saying a prayer for her, that the corrective surgery that they're doing is going to come out perfect.
Well, I'm. You know what? We have lots of confidence.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's the kind of thing that if we hadn't gone down for the eye exam, we wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things that, you know, that God works in great ways here.
That's right.
In little things.
Yeah.
So anyway, look, I don't want to interfere anymore in the show, but thank you so much, Chris, James, and Rhonda, and you know, this day is it's in some ways, I think it brings closure to so many people.
I think it does, and I know you're wishing you were here to be talking about this on the air, but tomorrow's another day. This is not going away.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, yes, Mike, thank you again so much, and we will see you very soon.
Okay, my pleasure always, Carl. Thanks for calling in. All right, bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, so this is Trish Clark, and we're on KCNR 1460. If you have comments you'd like to make, you can call us at 605-4567. Any topic is fair game. We've got just a few more minutes here with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine, and they're going to be wrapping up and telling us some final information about this week or this month's magazine. But in the meantime, there's all kinds of other topics that we could go into.
We can do some open phones.
And we can do some open phones, and you guys just call in and talk about just any little thing that strikes your fancy. It doesn't have to be a topic we've already talked about this morning. We love to have new topics thrown out there. It's always a challenge to see if I agree or disagree with whatever your point of view is. And you know me, I'm more than happy to tell you whether I do or I don't.
Well, one thing that you might want to mention, and this has often been a thing, is that the confusion that exists between what is a county function and a city function. It's, you know, why doesn't Reading do something about the jail? Well, it's not Reading's jail. And you can talk about some of those delineations, I think, between responsibilities might be a good topic to throw out.
I think that's a good idea because, you know, I found over the many years that I was involved that people really don't have a very good idea of where their government comes from. They want to complain about something, but a lot of times have absolutely no idea who's providing that service or problem that they're having a discussion about. So we're going to go to the news break right now, and we'll be back after this break.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. DNA testing confirms it. That's according to senior administration officials saying that proves it was Osama bin Laden who was killed yesterday by U.S. Navy SEALs in Pakistan.
We understand that there were 24 SEALs involved. They made their way into the compound. They asked for visual recognition. They saw a man who looked very much like bin Laden. They said, "Is that bin Laden?" One of the people on the scene said, "Yes, that's him." He was asked to surrender. He resisted, and that's when they shot him in the head. They have visual evidence of this. They have a photograph that they are debating. The administration is debating when and if that photograph should be released in order to put to rest any notion that Osama bin Laden had not been killed.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. One of the helicopters used in the mission crashed, but reports say no Americans were hurt in the raid. The mission was under the supervision of the CIA. This is a Fox News alert.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
8:34 on KCNR 1460, and a quick look at the weather. Mostly sunny today, the high closing in on 80 degrees. Winds out of the south could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low around 49. And for your Tuesday, a high near 83 degrees. Oh, yeah, 54 right now. Weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back. We're here this morning sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. I am Trish Clark, Shasta County Retired Supervisor. Always interesting to sit and listen to anybody who's got some input into this show. So if you've got a call, something you'd like to talk about, please give me a call at 605-4567. And right now we're going to wrap up with Rhonda and James, who have been telling us about this month's edition of Enjoy Magazine. And James, where are we going?
Well, to wrap things up, we're going to talk about our wonderful store. There are still many people throughout Northern California that don't realize that we have recently, or this October, launched a brick-and-mortar store to go along with our magazine. Our store is called Enjoy the Store, very simply. And every month now in our magazine, we do a feature story called What's in Store. And the premise of our store is that we actually partnered, created a brick-and-mortar and wanted to partner with local and regional producers within the distribution area of our magazine. And so our store now has reached over 150 products that are made by your friends and neighbors and artists, and everything is kind of handmade, homemade, and it's a great shopping experience. But again, as I said, each month we focus on one producer to highlight to the communities of Northern California and share with them their passion and their love and why they got into what they do. And this month we are featuring Diane Kidd, who his company is Custom Wood Creations, and she hand makes beautiful wood and pens, writing utensils, as well as these beautiful toothpick holders that can go on your keychain, and wine cork stoppers, and just a plethora of incredibly artful products. And she's our feature product this month, so we encourage you to read the article and share her experience and her passion.
And this brick-and-mortar store is located at?
We're basically on the corner of Placer and California. So there's a new yogurt shop called Spoon Me going in right next to us, and on the other side of us is the Derm store.
Yes.
So we're right nestled in there. That's where we do our magazine. All of our businesses are nestled in this. But
it's 1475 Placer Street.
Yeah.
Sweet C&D.
And then I want to highlight real quickly, too, on the back page or the back cover of the magazine, we have a promotion that's going on in the store. We had incredible success, and we want to thank all of the patrons that bought Easter baskets through us this year, our Easter crates. And so this month is Mother's Day, and we have our Mum's the Word promotion, where you can pre-order gift crates that will come with a fresh potted flower, handmade soaps, wonderful handmade candles. We also have English scone mix and English curds that can go in there. So you can call and just make a pre-order and then swing by and pick it up on whatever day you set. It's an incredible Mother's Day gift made easy for you gentlemen or sons and daughters that want to pick a gift that's very personal and handmade.
The crates. And the crates. Yeah. You got to talk about the crates.
The crates that are actually that we have made for us are branded with the Made to Enjoy logo on them, and they are made by the oldest steam-driven sawmill in the nation.
Mm.
It's just up east in the mountains to us. And so everything about it is just really simple and good-spirited and well thought out. And so we encourage you to come into the store and really support your local producers.
That's great, and I encourage everyone. You know, it's so important that you not forget your mother on this upcoming Mother's Day. You know, that phone call early in the morning and the flowers or the crate or whatever you're going to do, I just encourage all of you to just take the time to don't forget Mom on this upcoming Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank Rhonda and James.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure sitting here chatting with you and filling some of this time, and it's great. And I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of that magazine and read all those wonderful articles. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, and we have John on line one. Good morning, John.
Morning. I was just wondering if you guys have ever came across the idea that maybe this Osama bin Laden thing is maybe fabricated, and where the government has gotten the trust to where they just say something and people actually believe it without any evidence. And maybe this has something to do. They just happened to release Obama's birth certificate. And I'm just wondering if, you know, if any of you guys have any suspicions on that.
Hey, anything's possible, John.
But yeah, and you're right, absolutely right. I suppose anything's possible, but I think that's a bit of a stretch. And I don't think the two are. I'd have a hard time making the case that the two of them are connected in any way.
There are those who say the whole moon landing was fake. There are those who say 9/11 was a fabricated thing. You know, you can go on and on.
I mean, there's people out there who will deny that the Holocaust ever happened in during the war. So I guess anything's possible, but I am, forever.
What has the government done to gain your trust on just to say something? We have not seen any evidence on this. Why are we not shown any evidence on this? You know, I mean, they're going to get rid of the body, and we're not going to see any evidence on it, and we're just going to take.
Well, they have the DNA testing that they have done.
Would you like the carcass dropped on your front door? I mean, you know, there's.
Well, and I have to tell you that I think that our need to know sometimes is part of the problem as to why some of this stuff goes on. You have to have a little bit of faith in the fact
or
that
the thing falls apart.
Exactly. They can't tell us everything, because if they did, there's no way to keep that information
you
from everybody else.
Cards.
Sometimes I think you have to take a little bit on faith, and if proven wrong, and you know, it does. If they're wrong, we'll know about it eventually. But certainly a little healthy skepticism doesn't hurt, but at this point, I'm going to believe that in fact they did get him. This is true, and hopefully they won't prove us wrong. And thanks for calling in, John.
John,
appreciate
thanks.
Everybody's opinion. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back on the other side.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
On the river. Do you dream of a platinum wedding, but the reality is you're working with a bronze budget? Then join us for Bridal Talk on KCNR 1460 AM. You'll find the latest tips and information from the area's best wedding industry professionals who really understand how to make your dreams of the perfect wedding a reality in spite of the current economy. And be sure to register for home entertainment products at Clyde's Next Generation, your brand source home entertainment store located in the Shasta Center behind Cool Hand Luke's in Reading.
Bridal Talk, Sundays from noon till 1 on KCNR 1460.
So, Chris, May 10th, we're going to Cattleman's for the Second Tuesday Club.
Hey, I can ride my horse.
No, they took the hitching post out of the parking lot.
Aw, shucks.
Please join us and other Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, May 10th at Cattleman's. Your support will allow Haven Humane Society to continue to provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets. Cattleman's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
I guess you can bring your cows, but don't bring any horses. There's no hitching post.
Hello, this is Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking crew, would like to say thank you for all of your business, past and in the future. We're now delivering in the Mount Shasta Lakehead area, so give Danny a call and get on the schedule. Johnny and Ricky have been very busy with the Monitor and Toyo kerosene heaters. Whether you got propane, kerosene, or natural gas, or like one-stop shopping, we have them all. Unlike our competition, we do service everything we sell. And when you need to talk to someone, we have real people at the other end of the phone to give you a hand and answer your questions and take your orders. With snow on the valley floor and in the mountains, please keep track of your tank levels and let us know. You sure don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. Come by and see us at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, February 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. We do appreciate your business. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And back once again into Free Fire Radio. And our guest host, Trish Clark, back in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And you want to get yourself a great haircut at a great price. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I've got to get down there. I'm starting to look like who was the mountain man with the bear? I forget on TV. I forget.
Grizzly Adams.
Well, yeah, Grizzly Adams. I'm. It's time to break out the lawnmower.
I was going to mention that actually, Bob.
No, I'm not auditioning for Lon Chaney's part here. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You will not find Oprah on the TV. What you will find are some excellent folks, and they are great supporters of the veterans, who, in fact, get a discount at Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, back to Trish Clark and Open Lines.
And it is Open Lines this morning. We've got about 15 minutes left in the program, and if you've got some burning issue on your mind that you'd like to talk about, please give me a call at 605-4567. I am keeping track of the chat line here, and most of the conversation this morning has been back and forth about Osama bin Laden and the events taking place. And thanks, Sengold, for the great words. We appreciate that. And, what I'd love to hear is some comments from you out there in Shasta County about something that's on your mind. Yeah, we talked just a little bit before the break about government in general, and certainly we have many layers of government, and it's difficult for anyone to have an idea sometime what portion of the government is coming at them, or if they have a problem or a question about something, who in the world is in charge of that? And that was always kind of a dilemma. I think that certainly people who live in a city in Shasta County have an idea that perhaps county government doesn't have a whole lot to do with them. And I always used to try to remind people that, county government has an impact on and does things for and is accountable to every citizen in Shasta County. That's why county supervisors are elected by their district, by every citizen, not just those that live in the unincorporated area. Because basically, your county board of supervisors acts as a city government, if you will, for the unincorporated area, i.e. they provide fire and police and planning and public works, roads, those kinds of things in the unincorporated area. But in addition, just like a city council does within the three cities within Shasta County. beyond that, county government is responsible for the entire court system, for the implementation thereof. They are responsible, although the state actually has control of the courts, but certainly it's a county operation that involves that. The recorder, the assessor, the county clerk, certainly the entire social system, health and human services, as far as social services and mental health, all of those things, the district attorney's office, the sheriff has a presence throughout and is the highest, is your emergency coordinator for the entire county. District attorney, I think I said that, public defender's office, the veteran service officer, many things that have a responsibility and are accountable to all the citizens of Shasta County. And certainly, you need to hold those people that you elect to those offices accountable and give them a call. If you have a question, you have a problem, that's why they were elected. Find out who your local supervisor, your elected supervisor for that district. Call them and help them do their job. Get them out there and get them to work on these issues that affect you. Because government is supposed to work for us, not the other way. We're not just supposed to kind of react when government does something to us. We should be involved.
I have a question, Trish, and I've heard this from folks who say that the new county building was too fancy, and I'm always curious about that. Same with City Hall, too fancy, and I'm thinking, does it need to look like something out of 1950s Soviet Union, or what? Does it have to be a cheap as possible cinder block edifice, or what? But I think it's a rather nice building, and of course it has room to grow, correct?
Absolutely, and that was certainly the whole emphasis. And that was a time that I actually was very involved in seeing that the money from that tobacco settlement funds, and we can go back and debate forever whether, in fact, those lawsuits should have ever taken place, which I voted against all of them because I didn't see any point in filing the lawsuits against the tobacco companies. Having said that, there was a great amount of money that was given in those lawsuits to local government, and what people failed to realize was that was money that had been expended by those local governments treating problems caused by smoking, and that money was meant to reimburse all of those local jurisdictions for things that they hadn't been able to do, and certainly capital outlay was one of those. In the process of doing that, we ensured that the money coming in from those tobacco settlement monies wouldn't just be squandered, but in fact would pay for something that the community desperately needed. County government was spending a ton of money on rented space throughout Shasta County for all of the offices that are now located in that county administration office. And should we build a nice building? Absolutely. We have a community that we're proud of, we're proud to live in. I think they did a beautiful job on that facility, and it was meant to, there's empty space in it, and boy, that's as it should be, because this community is going to continue to grow. 90% of the time when you move into a new building, it's full the day you move in, and there isn't any room for growth. There's room in that building for growth for as long as any of us are going to be around to see it, and it's one of those decisions that I'm very proud to have been a part of. And when I drive by that building, I think it's something that all the citizens in Shasta County should be real proud of. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with your comments on the other side. 1460 KNCR. KCNR.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. your destination getaway.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Redding is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Redding is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet! Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the wet water fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park, ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Well, I walk back down.
It's about 5.5 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. Dennis Miller online following the completion of Free Fire Radio. One more time, back to our guest host, Trish Clark. And, Trish, we do have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do, and welcome back. And I want to thank all the people who have called in this morning with your comments, and we'll go now to Roberta on line one. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, hi, Trish. Hi. Well, you talked about things that, a bone to pick and things that irritate me. And things that one thing that irritates me is the sobriety checkpoints. How I think on the last one, they said that they got one drunk driver and two people without a license, and they stopped 1,200 or 1,300 people, taking away their constitutional right because they're to have probable cause to stop you. And I just think that, we should not be giving up our constitutional rights for safety.
Which rights, Roberta? The right to drive a car, which I don't believe is outlined in the Constitution.
No, the right, they have to have probable cause to stop you. You cannot be, you're supposed to be safe in your person and your property and your papers, and you're supposed to be safe, and they have to have probable cause to stop you.
Well, certainly I think that when they started these checkpoints a few years ago, and I know the discussion you're talking about, they did get an order was by a judge decided that in fact this was constitutionally allowed, because that was challenged when they first started these checkpoints.
Well, I understand that a judge said it was okay, but you can read the Constitution, the police officers can read the Constitution, and you're not to be stopped without probable cause. I mean, do we just throw out our Constitution every time a judge says we throw it out? I don't think it's acceptable.
Well, and certainly I understand your point of view, and we are bound, unfortunately, until somebody challenges that judge's ruling.
Well, that's ruling. Why I'm speaking up. I think people should object. I think they should object to these police officers in this line. We just roll over. No matter what they do, we roll over. Don't people get tired of rolling over for wicked government?
Roberta, you and I agree on a lot of this, because certainly we do roll over, and they say, well, it is what it is, and you just have to live with it. Certainly some of the building ordinances we've adopted in this country and a whole lot of the stuff that you're right, we accept without, and the problem is they put the onus on you. I challenge you, the next time you get put in one, file a lawsuit against them. The problem is, who has the money to do that?
I thought about having a paper, that I would hand the police officer to my objection. I've only been through one, but it's just not right. They could park down the street from a bar, pick a different bar out of a hat each week, and then when they see a drunk driver, they have probable cause, they could stop them. But the purpose of the law, and you've probably read the book, The Law, by Frederick Bastiat.
Yes.
The law is to protect our life, liberty, and property. And so we had life, liberty, and property before the laws were instituted. And so we have laws to protect our life, liberty, and property. Now the law is used to take our life, liberty, and property. It is so perverted. And we don't have much left. They're going to take the water from the people up in Siskiyou County. I just can't understand why we don't push back.
Well, and certainly, I think you're absolutely right. More of us need to push back, and you know, where they get us is, as Bob says, that certainly drug driving is a big issue, and so we tend to let that carrot that they hang out there to make it something good, and we roll over and let them do something that perhaps isn't as good.
Well,
great way to wrap up
the
show, that Roberta, and we are pushing up against the end.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
Well, anyway, other countries don't have that because they have severe penalties.
There you go, and that's
part
of what. Yeah, we need, rather than pass a law to solve all of our problems in this United States, we need to be real tough on the people that are causing the problems and breaking, and maybe that would go a little bit further than taking everybody else's rights away.
All right, we got it.
Thanks, Roberta.
All right. Well, I will say that the most dangerous words in the English language are "there ought to be a law."
Exactly. And I have said repeatedly that when they make a new law, they ought to be responsible for getting
an old one go away.
They may at least 10 go away.
Well, Trish, I do want to say, on extremely short notice, you stepped up to the plate, and I thank you because I'm a button pusher. I am not the host of this program. So you stepped in, and we've had some interesting conversations today. And on behalf of the radio station here, KCNR, I would like, in Free Fire Radio, I'd like to extend my sincere appreciation for the work you do and the work you did for this county.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, Bob, very much. And it's always fun for me to come in. And, I mean, where else can you get a chance to shoot off your mouth for a couple hours and no retribution for it? So thanks again, and thanks for tuning in this morning. I enjoyed hosting this show, and y'all have a really nice day.
Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow here on Free Fire Radio. Stay tuned for Dennis Miller coming up right after Fox News. The latest update on the situation with over in the Middle East. This is KCNR Shasta Reddit.